Today, joining me in the studio, I have Michelle O'Brien and Sharon Bergman, who are here to talk about the District 5010 Rotary Conference. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you are here in Sitka to do?
Sure. I'm from Ketchikan, and I'm the district governor. And so if people are wondering who these strange 260 people wandering around the streets of Sitka are this weekend. Most people know their Rotary Club, right? The Rotary Club of Sitka. Mm-hmm. But Rotary is actually a worldwide organization. And so I'm the district governor, and our district spans all of Alaska and the Yukon. And so Rotarians from all over those areas, plus other areas are from all over the world, are coming to Sitka this weekend. And we do this every year in a different location, but this year's really special because it's the 100th anniversary of the Rotary Foundation. Wow. And it's also the 30th anniversary of Women in Rotary.
Oh my goodness, that's two really important anniversaries.
Exactly.
And Sharon, can you tell us a little bit about your role in the Rotary Club?
I'm the secretary of the Sitka Rotary Club right now, okay. And I'm a past president, and I am helping with the district conference to organize everything.
Okay. She's the person that I saw in the Anchorage airport, and I said, wow, we should have this in Sitka. And I'm not sure if she regrets actually saying yes, but they've done a phenomenal job. And everyone that has arrived so far, they're just astounded by the beauty of Sitka, and everyone is so welcoming.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. So this will be a big event in Sitka. We are a town of 9,000. So having extra people here will definitely be noticeable. What are some of the things you have planned for this event?
So Thursday night, we are having an event at the pub, and it's from 7 to 11, and we'll have live music with Slack Tide, and that is for the public to come and meet with Rotarians and enjoy some music. And we're also having a parade on Friday
afternoon.
Ooh,
nice. Anyone can join.
Anyone can join. It's about 4:15, starting at the city building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's complete silliness because we've ordered a bunch of Rotary umbrellas, which, of course, in Southeast Alaska, right, we don't use umbrellas. But none of these other people know that, right? So we're giving them all of the umbrellas.
Who are you giving the umbrellas?
The people that are going to be in the parade, the silly Rotarians that we've decided to tell them that it would be a really cool thing to march down the middle of the street and end up back at Centennial Hall for the evening's festivities.
So where are those people with umbrellas going to be from? Are those the ones from
Canada? So those are all the people that are not from Southeast Alaska because they don't know any better.
Okay.
And we're giving them all the umbrellas.
Okay.
And we're going to be like normal people just marching. You know, if it's raining, we'll have our coats on.
Wearing your Gore-Tex. Yeah.
I might use an umbrella.
They have really cool umbrellas, right?
I'm sure. But once that wind hits, yeah. Okay. Well, that I think everyone will be really excited about. A parade full of people with umbrellas.
Right. And anyone's welcome to show up. Seriously. If you want to be in the parade, show up. We'd love to have more people.
Wonderful. Will you get an umbrella if you go to the parade?
You know what? If they come and ask me, I will make sure that they get an umbrella.
Oh, my goodness.
Supplies are limited, though.
I hope you heard that, Sitka. You might get an umbrella. Wonderful. So this is a 3 or 4 day event. And
it is. It is. And it's. I want to mention one other thing that's really important. And the folks, Sharon and Carl Stedman, Kari Lundgren, they've worked so hard, and the whole Sitka Rotary Club worked so hard planning this whole thing. We have something happening this weekend that is pretty unheard of in terms of these events. We actually have two of the Rotary International directors in town. And so, you know, if you think Rotary's worldwide, and there's, you know, 1.2 million Rotarians, 34,000 clubs. These are the top 14 people in the world.
Wow.
And so they have said, we really want to come to Sitka. And then we also have the past president of the world from Rotary coming to Sitka this weekend. So there's a whole bunch of really important people coming because they just love Sitka that much. And they're like, I've got to see this place. And it's after all, we're celebrating a lot of stuff, right?
That's wonderful to hear. So for those of us who are not Rotarians, can you give a really quick summary of what the Rotary Club is here to congregate over? It's obviously
sure.
a special event.
Why don't you remind them what you guys do locally first?
Yeah.
Okay, some of the local projects that we do are the Kids Fishing Day on Swan Lake in June. We also do the Bike Rodeo in May with the Coast Guard for bicycle safety. We were one of the major donors for the the new lights by McDonald's by the crosswalk for safety. Troop 4140 was kind of the spearhead, and then we helped with some of the funding. And we do, let's see, what else do we do?
You guys do a lot of stuff. But, you know, then beyond that, what Rotary does in the world, and I like to tell people who don't know about Rotary, like, do you have something you'd like to accomplish? Let a Rotarian know, join Rotary, and we can actually help you make that happen. Globally, if someone here in Sitka or Ketchikan, Petersburg, wherever, says, you know what, I think that, or I know someone in, I'll just say, Nicaragua, I know this community that needs a new part of a hospital. Wow. Rotary funds that. We send the people, set it up for a sustainable project. It's economic development, women and maternal health, education, all sorts of stuff. And these are all things that are happening every day simultaneously all over the globe to the tune of about $3 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys basically do everything. That's wonderful to know. One last question, and then if you guys have anything else you would like to share. This event is 3 or 4 days. It's in Sitka, and you have a lot to celebrate. Are you here just to celebrate? I mean, is this a celebratory event, or is it a meeting of the minds as well? What's your big goal in holding this conference?
There's some educational components. So, for example, tomorrow there'll be some leaders from various clubs around the district that will be here specifically to learn about different areas of Rotary and maybe how they can better their role in their own club. But honestly, it really is kind of a big party. One of the other things that we're doing that it's not open to the public, but I want to mention it because he will be in the community over at Mount Edgecombe with the students. We're having Ray Troll and the Ratfish Wranglers come in for Friday night for a seafood event. And they're going to be playing. But they're, you know, Ray Troll is a great guy. And so he's pretty adamant about getting out in the community and talking with people. So they'll be in town for a couple of days, but playing over there at the Centennial Hall on Friday night.
That is very exciting.
Yeah.
And Michelle, you said you were coming in from Ketchikan, which is where Ray Troll is from?
Exactly. So I went down and knocked on his door and said, Ray, I need you to do me a favor, man.
Just come to Sitka, which is not that hard to get people to do. Wonderful. Well, this is a very exciting weekend for Sitka. We love parades here, if you've ever been here before.
Can we mention one more thing?
Go for it, yeah.
One more super cool thing that folks might notice around town is we're having a good number of our Rotary Youth Exchange students will be in town, and they're staying up at the Fine Arts Camp. And so they're going to be all over doing all sorts of fun things. And so if you see these kids, they're from all over the world, and many of them have never been to Sitka because they're coming in for wherever they're exchanging, you know, Anchorage, Ketchikan, wherever. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be kind of traveling around as a pack rat group of exchange students. So keep an eye out for them, too.
Okay, excellent. So if you see some are they teenagers?
Teenagers,
yes. Oh, excellent. All right. So we'll expect to see some new teenagers on the streets of Sitka. Wonderful. Is there anything else, Sharon or Michelle, that you would like Sitka to know about this event?
Come to the pub Thursday night.
Thursday night at the pub. All right. And parade about 4:15 on Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm sure you can check the community calendar for more updates. So this is the District Rotary Conference. It will be held April 27th through April 30th at Harrigan Centennial Hall. If you have more questions about it, you can contact Sharon Bergman. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Sharon,
thank you so much
for coming. We hope you enjoy Sitka.
Thank you.